concerted plan to publish the visions. Here is what he wrote of the plan in the extra. This sheet is the form of the paper that we hope to publish once in 2 weeks. We do not design this extra for so general circulation as the regular paper, for the reason that strong prejudice exists in many minds against a portion of its contents. Those who judge of a matter before they hear are unwise. Says Paul, despise not prophesyings. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. We believe that God is unchangeable, that He is the same yesterday, and today, and forever, and that it is His will and purpose to teach His tried people, at this the most important period in the history of God's people, in the same manner as in past time. But as many are prejudiced against visions, we think best at present not to insert anything of the kind in the regular paper. We will therefore publish the visions by themselves for the benefit of those who believe that God can fulfill His word and give visions in the last days. White made a start by reprinting the visions as they first appeared in broadside form, 1, to the little remnant scattered abroad, published in Portland, Maine, April 6, 1846, containing her first vision. 2, the vision concerning the Sabbath, published by Joseph Bates, at Fairhaven, Massachusetts, as a vision, Volume 1, Number 1, April 7, 1847. For this extra, Ellen White, at the request of dear friends, wrote a brief sketch of her experience, see, which filled the first page and ran over to the second. Her first vision, combined with the vision of the new earth, came next, following a significant four-line explanation. Here I will give the view that was first published in 1846. In this view I saw only a very few of the events of the future. More recent views have been more full. I shall therefore leave out a portion and prevent repetition. Note, her first vision as published in 1847 by James White in A Word to the Little Flock was the source, from which she left out a portion. It took longer to get out the extra than was at first anticipated. The printing was done in Saratoga Springs. On July 21, the date carried by the yet unprinted extra, Ellen White wrote to friends residing in Michigan whom she had met at a recent conference. She mentioned plans for the publication of a pamphlet carrying the visions. Dear Brother and Sister Dodge, I now sit down to address you a few lines. The reason I have not written before is my time has been improved. I have been writing out the visions for publication and expected them to be out sooner and then you could have them in print, but the first paper is delayed and you will be anxious to learn something of our calculations, which were to appear in the paper. I will wait no longer. There is a stir all around here since the conference, in West Milton, June 27-29, reports are being carried. Evil, of course, some are anxious to hear for themselves and will come to the meetings, at Ballston Spa. The visions trouble many. One was given in connection with the conference held at Milton, they, know, not what to make of them. We shall have the visions published in pamphlet form, and if all the particulars are not published in the pamphlet, that I saw at Brother Cushman's, and if you desire it, I can write it off for you. As it was coming out so soon in the pamphlet, I thought that you would not wish me to write them all off for you. We now think that you can have the book in about 4 weeks. You must write us upon the reception of this. This communication is quite informative. As they were publishing the extra, they decided to turn to a pamphlet or book as a means of making the visions available in permanent form. To begin with, they could use the same type already set for the extra, and a little book would be more serviceable than the paper. James White was less optimistic about its early issuance. In a postscript he noted, I think Ellen has set the time too soon for the vision pamphlet to come out. I will get it out as soon as possible. Perhaps it will be completed in 8 weeks. White promised that it would contain 64 pages, 4 printing forms, and 2,000 copies would be printed, at a cost of $5 per 100.